And that's a French, what they call a French oven or a French skillet. It's got legs on it. And you can set it in the fireplace or on the hearth again.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard?
That's your wash kettle.
Okay. And is there another word for that? Or is it
a wash pot?
Okay. And you just used it for heating water? You never,
you use it to boil coals in.
Okay. What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in? Or just if you have some cut flowers in one?
Well, that would be the flower pot or flower basin. Mm.
What if they're cut flowers and they might be on a dinner table, say?
Fireball.
Okay, or start to be new.
Fire vase.
What do you call it? Using utensils that you need?
Knife, fork, spoon.
And if you had more than one knife, you'd have two.
Knife.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper,
we have to wash the dishes.
Okay. After, say, someone washes the dishes, a person might say, see, then there's plenty more to see.
Washes them and rinses.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Wash cloth, dish cloth.
Let's see, what do you call the cloth or rag in drying dishes?
That, the dish cloth to dry that dish towel.
Okay. What do you call the small square terry cloth used to wash your face?
Face cloth.
Okay. And after bathing, what do you do to dry yourself off?
Use a towel, bath towel.
When you worked in the field and they brought water out in a car or a wagon, what was the container called?
Generally, a water jug.
Did it have something that you could turn to get the water?
Yeah, it had they bring out one of your big water coolers with a little spigot of a thing that you could turn and get your water out of it and be down in the bottom.
And what do you call the
little spigot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a sink, you usually have what?
The water faucet.
Okay, and how about if it's in the yard?
The hydrant.
Okay. I guess you usually see that in ads of a big barrel of wine or beer, and there's usually
it's got a faucet in it, a spigot, or you don't call it, but
okay. You might say it was so cold last night that our water pipe
froze up.
Okay, or
froze down.
And if they expand so much that they rip up,
they're frozen, but
okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would work.
It would.
Okay. People used to buy flour and what?
Corn and meal. Flour and meal.
But what would they, they might buy it in a big wooden...
Oh, barrel. Yeah.
Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy in fairly large corn?
Barrels.
Okay. How about is there another word instead of barrel that you was used with molasses?
Well, I see.
Or I guess lard. Sometimes we.
Well, now let's see. Lard comes in. I was saying was a big barrel. It's like a big old barrel.
Did they ever call it a stand? A stand of lard or a.
Now I'll tell you what they. A stand of lard is what the old people call it at home when they put it in about a 50-gallon lard can.
But that was used, it was not a commercial term? People just used
it? That was just the people's use at home.
Is that lard that was going to be thrown away?
No, that's what they're going to use. You see, this child made about two stands of lard this last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Or three stands of lard.
Mm-hmm.